This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Single Aurora AI data center consumes power of 105,000 homes. A single data center under construction in Aurora will demand 177 megawatts of electricity when it reaches full capacity, enough to power roughly 175,000 homes and surpassing Xcel Energy's largest existing industrial customer. The QTS Realty Trust facility, on 80 acres near the intersection of Interstate 70 and E-470, required its own $28 million 230 kilovolt transmission line just to connect to the grid. When completed, its four-building campus will consume more electricity than the Evraz Rocky Mountain Steel Mill in Pueblo, according to the Colorado Sun. Trent Luce said on the Kim Monson Show, but to put that into context, 177 megawatts is about the equivalent of 175,000 homes. Luce, a sixth-generation Nebraska rancher and agricultural advocate, connected the Aurora facility to a national pattern of data center expansion that is reshaping energy policy from Colorado to Tennessee. Turning now to Colorado's 60 data centers and the $22 billion question. Colorado hosts 60 data centers, with 49 concentrated in the Denver metro area and 7 in Colorado Springs, according to data center map figures cited by the Colorado Sun. Most are smaller colocation facilities drawing 18 to 40 megawatts. The QTS Aurora campus is an outlier. At 177 megawatts, it will be the state's first hyperscale facility. The pipeline behind it is enormous. Xcel Energy's subsidiary, Public Service Company of Colorado, projects that large load customers will account for two-thirds of its new electricity demand. Pending data center applications alone total 5.8 gigawatts, enough to power more than 3 million homes. The utility says it will need to spend $22 billion by 2040 to keep up. Colorado's Public Utilities Commission, concerned about ratepayer risk, capped new generation at 6,000 megawatts in November and ordered data center developers to post security deposits, sign 15-year contracts, and pay early exit fees equal to 75% of projected electricity use over the life of the agreement. The PUC said in approving the resource plan, existing customers should not be required to bear higher electricity rates if large loads withdraw their interconnection requests, nor should existing customers be required to subsidize the cost of serving new large loads. Next, tax abatements and the interstate race. The cost-shifting concern extends well beyond Colorado. Kansas signed Senate Bill 98 in April 2025, offering data centers a 100% sales and use tax exemption on construction, equipment, and labor for up to 20 years. The state requires a minimum $250 million investment and just 20 permanent jobs within 2 years. Kansas became the 37th state to offer data center tax incentives, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Lou said on the show, they gave a 2-year complete tax abatement to anybody who wanted to build an AI data center, referencing the competitive pressure states face. The actual Kansas exemption runs far longer. The race to attract facilities has produced incentive packages that dwarf the tax revenue data centers generate. Not every state is following suit. Michigan lawmakers introduced legislation in December 2025 to entirely repeal the state's data center tax incentives, and multiple states now attach wage and job requirements as conditions of eligibility. Turning to what is happening nationally, coal plants stay open and Cheyenne goes big. The electricity demands are reverberating nationally. In February, the Tennessee Valley Authority's board voted to keep the Cumberland City coal plant in Stewart County open indefinitely, reversing a plan to retire all coal-fired generation by 2035. The Kingston fossil plant will also remain online. TVA CEO Don Moll told the board, "Data center demand climbed to 18% of our industrial load in 2025, and we are projecting data center demand to double in our region by 2030. Current and pending data centers in the Tennessee Valley would consume electricity equivalent to powering 6 million homes. In Wyoming, Laramie County Commissioners unanimously approved Project Jade, a 2.7 gigawatt data center south of Cheyenne that would consume nearly triple the present power use of the entire state. The facility, built by Tallgrass Energy and Crusoe Energy Systems, could eventually scale to 10 gigawatts. Its developers promised to generate their own electricity with gas turbines and fuel cells rather than draw from the existing grid. Wyoming Senator Cale Case, Republican of Lander, asked Cowboy State Daily, "When their power is not working, do they rely on the grid or not?" Case said it is something that has to be watched and that he will only believe the bring-your-own-power promise when he sees it. Finally, who picks up the tab? The fundamental question is whether the infrastructure costs of this build-out will land on residential ratepayers. In Colorado, the Office of the Utility Consumer Advocate warned that Xcel Energy's proposed discount rate for QTS was, in the words of analyst Ronald Hernandez in a PUC filing, excessive and will likely lead to other public service company customers covering some of the costs associated with QTS. Nationally, the mismatch between data center timelines and utility planning cycles compounds the risk. Data centers aim to be operational in 18 to 24 months, but new generating capacity takes 3 to 5 years to build. If facilities cancel or downsize after utilities have already committed to building power plants and transmission, the costs pass through to other customers. Ben Hertz-Schargel, head of grid analysis at Wood Mackenzie, said on the Resources Radio podcast, "The company leaves for whatever reason, and then all of a sudden, silently, deep, deep in a proceeding, you will see a line item of allocated across customer classes." And now, Kim's perspective. Colorado families are already paying some of the highest electricity rates in the Mountain West, and now the state is being asked to subsidize data centers that consume more power than entire cities. When a single building in Aurora needs its own $28 million power line and draws as much electricity as 175,000 homes, the question is not whether these facilities create value, it is who gets stuck with the bill. Governments should not be in the business of picking winners by handing out 20-year tax breaks to companies backed by billions in private equity, while ordinary ratepayers absorb the infrastructure costs. If these data centers are as profitable as their investors claim, they can pay their own way. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.